And so let us pray. Father God, on this resurrection morning, we thank you for your word to us, word that speaks into our very souls, the living word that has power to touch us and heal us and make us whole and holy people. So bless us now as we spend a little time reflecting upon your word, that we may hear you speak to us again this day. Amen. The account of the resurrection that we've just heard from Mark's Gospel was probably the first one to be written down. And it's not very often read nowadays on Easter Sunday because of the way it ends. After the women come to the tomb, find it empty, and meet the mysterious stranger with his shattering news, Mark simply writes, "So they went out and ran from the tomb, distressed and terrified, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid." Small wonder you may think that this reading is not often heard on Easter Sunday. Today is meant to be a day of joy and gladness, and here is Mark giving us a picture of distress and of fear. No wonder we prefer John's account or Luke's account, for they hit the more suitable notes of wonder and celebration. What can there be to be afraid of, after all, on this day of resurrection? What is there to be afraid of? Well, perhaps there was good reason for the fear that overcame these women. For with the resurrection, the pattern of life and death was broken forevermore. With the resurrection, not only is this pattern blown wide open, now all that happens in life requires to be reviewed. For if God has broken even the bonds of death, then all dying, from whatever cause and however tragic, is not the final word on us human beings. Paul has a great cry of triumph. "Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory?" And these words now surely apply to every death and offer the possibility of a totally new approach to the whole of life from now on. And perhaps this is frightening. But perhaps there is another reason to be afraid. And perhaps we could do well to pause and consider it just for a moment. Maybe we can put it this way. Watch out. God is on the loose. The Lord is out of the box. And that might be a bit frightening. Because you see, when we think about it, human beings have always tried to keep God under control, under our control. We've tried to keep God in the box of religion. We've allowed ourselves to be persuaded that God can be subjected to rules and regulations and religious practices. We think that we can control God. And we often hear, "Do this and God will be pleased with you. Do that and God won't be pleased with you. Do this and God will pour out his love upon you. Do that and he will turn away from you." But believe in the resurrection, and that Jesus is free and God is free from all religious systems, free to meet us on God's terms, and that might be a bit frightening. And yet Jesus told Nicodemus, and he told us, the wind blows wherever it wishes. You hear the sound it makes, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. It is like that with everyone who is born of the Spirit. On that first Easter Sunday, as Jesus comes out of the tomb raised up by God, he is now free to go wherever he wants to go. And he can come to us wherever we are. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the Lord can go wherever he wants to go? Do you believe that he has risen from the dead on this Easter Sunday morning and he's waiting to meet you wherever you are? Go and tell his disciples that he is alive and he is going on ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him just as he told you. And that means that the Lord Jesus, as we hear in other gospel accounts, can come into locked rooms, can come in and speak words of peace to those who are terrified, can appear on a road walking with two disciples who are bewildered and confused, can appear on the beach and cook breakfast and restore Peter, lift him up from his guilt and shame. I can remember one Easter Sunday morning, a man coming up to me after the church and saying, "Do you really believe all that?" And I said, "What? All that stuff you tell us on a Sunday about Jesus, do you really believe all that?" I said, "Yes, I do believe all that. I wouldn't be where I am on a Sunday morning telling you all this stuff if I didn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the risen Lord Jesus Christ." And he says, "I don't know that man. I've read about him, but I don't know him." How can you be sure? And I said, "Well, I'll tell you this. There was a time when I was absolutely at my wit's end and I just wanted to run away. But I had three children and a husband who was really ill and I couldn't run away. But I can remember sitting in my dining room one morning and just weeping and weeping and weeping and saying, I can't go on. And then the Lord Jesus came into my dining room. He came into my dining room and he whispered in my ear, I'm here. I'm here. Open the door of your heart and let me in." And I said to the man, "You know, for years I was like you. I didn't know the Lord Jesus. I'd read about him. But the day that he came into my dining room, I knew that everything I'd ever read and everything I'd ever been told about him was absolutely true. And I was scared. And I was on my knees and I was saying, I'm so sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry I doubted you. But he just kept saying to me, I'm here. I'm here." And when I was able to get back up off my knees, all the problems that I had before were still there. But in that moment, I knew that I was never going to be alone ever, ever again. Because Jesus was on the loose and he'd come to speak words of comfort to me on a day when I really needed it. God is on the loose. Jesus is risen from the dead. And he's waiting to meet with you this morning, wherever you are and whatever's going on in your life. And not only in the church community, the community of faith, he's out there in the streets. He's on the loose and he's waiting to meet with the folks that you're going to give these Easter eggs to. He's just waiting. And I hope that as you hand them over, you'll just be saying a wee prayer for the person that you give them to, that the Lord Jesus might just speak to them through these words, Jesus is risen. He's on the loose. And life can never be the same again after that first Easter morning. I like the way that Mark tells the story. I like the way he doesn't try to pretty it up or analyze it or make it fit any of our preconceptions. I like the picture of these women and their fear. And I like the thrill of imagining the unimaginable, the one who made the sun and the moon and the stars bursting not just out from the tomb, but from every box into which we've tried to put him. He's on the loose, striding free, majestic, and totally out of our control. Praise the Lord, he's totally out of our control, waiting to come into our lives afresh, inviting and challenging and summoning us to be free, just like him. It is for freedom Christ has set you free. So go out there and don't be afraid to share the good news. Jesus is alive and he's on the loose. Let us pray. Lord, forgive us when we doubt you. Forgive us when we try to keep you under our control. Set us free from everything that holds us back. Set us free to share the wonderful news that you are alive and you are able to transform lives. And so, Father, just bless us this day and in the rest of our journey in faith with you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.